Investigations are underway into the baffling crash of an Ethiopian Airways jet, killing all 157 people on board. The plane had taken off from Addis Ababa and was en route to Nairobi in Kenya. It had only been in the air 6 minutes before it crashed. It's the same type of aircraft that came down in Indonesia last October. That plane also crashed shortly after takeoff. Catherine Gregory reports.
Boeing's 737 MAX 800 aircraft is under intense scrutiny now. It's the plane involved in yesterday's Ethiopian Airlines crash, which killed 157 people, and also last year's Lion Air crash in Indonesia, where all 189 passengers died. Aviation experts say the planes need to be investigated. Neil Hansford is the chairman of Strategic Aviation Solutions.
Boeing on this case now has got no choice than to actually fess up. And I think you're going to find major regulatory bodies like the FAA and the European regulators are going to say, right, Boeing, this is it. It's unsatisfactory. What's going to happen? And really grounding in some of those markets. I would think it would be an inevitability.
Already, Indonesian transport officials have been urged to ground all of their Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes. Virgin Australia says it has 30 of the planes on order. None are currently in use. And a Qantas spokesman says there was no official comment, but confirms Qantas does not have any 737 MAX aircraft on its fleet or on order. But Neil Hansford has told RN Breakfast Australian airlines should not be so concerned.
I would say that an aircraft in the hands of highly trained Virgin or Qantas pilots is not exposed to pilots in other less disciplined environments than Australia. So I wouldn't be concerned if this situation existed in a Virgin aircraft because of the quality of the Australian flight crew. But in other developing markets, I would think it may put tests on the pilots flying that they may well have not been trained adequately for.
Ethiopian Airlines Group CEO Tewolde Gebremariam says the cause of the crash is still unknown. And he says the plane, which was only a few months old, had no known technical problems and the pilot had an excellent flying record.
Ahmed Nur Muhammad Nuri Paran.
The pilot is an Ethiopian Airlines staff member. He has had more than 200 flight hours. After receiving the aircraft, we did the first maintenance check on February 4, 2019, and it was a new and clean aircraft.
But we do know that the Ethiopian Airlines plane went down just 6 minutes after taking off from the capital en route to Kenya. The pilot sent out a distress call almost immediately after the takeoff. And Swedish flight tracking website FlightRadar24 says the plane experienced an unstable vertical speed after takeoff. Air crash investigators and experts from the US National Transportation Safety Board are en route to the site as local excavators search for any remains of the plane. Kenya's Transport Minister James Macharia says dozens of nationalities were involved.
We can now confirm that there were at least 35 nationalities, and I'm saying at least because as of now, two are unknown. So among the most affected, as you may expect, is Kenya, which had about 32 passengers on board.
The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says there's no information Australians were on the flight, though it's still making urgent inquiries. And relatives of those killed are still trying to come to terms with what happened. Some say they first heard about the plane crash from social media. Robert Mutanda was waiting at the Nairobi airport for his brother-in-law.
We were sure our relative was going to come out. After a few minutes, we saw some news on Facebook and Twitter just flying Ethiopian Airlines crashes. And when we look at the time, it was the same time he was actually to leave Ethiopia.
And that's relative Robert Mutanda there, and Catherine Gregory was our reporter.